Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hey, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. It's a Quick Tip Tuesday, and we're going to talk about podcasting. All right, so I've talked about this in the past, and I think Brock has too, and maybe you've listened to other podcasts talking about podcasting, and maybe because you listen to podcasts, you've been wondering if you yourself should start a podcast, and what's involved, and how do you decide if that's in fact something that you should do. So in this quick tip, I want to share with you my opinion and advice, as much of it's kind of changed in the last couple, maybe months even. All right, so first let's talk about, should you launch a podcast? As I always say, and as we teach our students in the Marketing Impact Academy, you want to do things in the right order. So while it can be really tempting to do certain things because they sound fun, they sound glamorous, or it's the kind of thing that you hyper-focus on and you want to get yourself lost in it, I just think we have to be very careful that we don't take on new responsibilities and projects because they're going to make us feel busy, but they don't actually get us anywhere. So having said that, ask yourself, is that the thing that you should be devoting time to right now? And to answer that question, I think you have to first make certain that you already know how you're going to monetize it. Like, what are you driving people to? What's the point of it? How will it build your business? If you can answer that question, then hopefully you already have in place the means by which to filter people from your podcast to a product, a service, or a newsletter. In other words, you've got a website. You have something to offer, and you're already building your email list. I hope that as a listener of Build Your Tribe, you have probably done one of my free challenges, which means that you're on my email list, or maybe you subscribe to my newsletter, which means you're on my email list, or maybe you've bought one of my entry-level products, which means you're on my email list, or maybe you've heard an episode where I've talked about other ways that you can work with me in terms of coaching with myself or Brock, and that means that, you know, this podcast has served its base level purpose. I think that's kind of first and foremost if you're an entrepreneur. Now, if it's my dad that's listening right now and he's an entrepreneur, but he just maybe wants to start a podcast because his stories are really long and really, really, really interesting to him. And he needs a place to like tell these stories. He should start a podcast because I think it would bring him great joy. Not everything we do in life has to relate to our business. So if the reason you want to do it is just because you think it'd be fun, go for it. Just don't put too much pressure on yourself and know how much work you need to put into it. Because releasing a podcast today is like launching a website. You know, there's a bajillion podcasters. So if you're doing it for the love of it, just because you want to do it as a passion project, go for it. But if you want to turn it into a business, if you want to monetize the podcast, you've got to know how you're going to monetize it. And you have to understand that there's a lot of business, marketing, and promotion that goes into making sure that people know about your episodes, and then understanding how you're going to track and measure your return on your investment of time and resources. We've got a team that edits, produces, writes the show notes, promotes these across my social media platforms. So there's like a whole machine here in place. Recently, I went through a pretty traumatic experience. I don't know if you guys listened to the Chalene show, but I had a really traumatic plastic surgery experience at the hands of a plastic surgeon who, you know what, I'm not even going to get into all the details, but it was a traumatic and life-changing event for me. It's literally changed the course of my life. And my purpose at the moment is really centered around helping other victims. If you have no idea what I'm talking about and you're like, what in the world is this? You should listen to that podcast. It was on the Chalene show, and I'll put a link to that episode in our show notes. Search Chalene Johnson, Plastic Surgery Nightmare. I think there are three episodes. You want to listen to the second episode is where I shared my personal experience. But trigger warning, it's pretty graphic and it can be upsetting to a lot of people. Having said that, because it was really traumatic, I took 2 weeks or so, maybe even 3 weeks off of work entirely after it happened, and including time off of podcasting because I needed to process what had gone on. I need to take care of myself. But during that time, I realized one of the really important ways that I do take care of myself is through podcasting. It made me understand how valuable podcasting is for my own mental health. First of all, it gives me purpose. I wake up every day knowing I'm going to help someone, and that makes me feel good. And that helps my mental health. It helps everybody's mental health, especially the Chalene Show. Not so much Build Your Tribe, but on the Chalene Show, I talk about what I'm going through and what lessons I've learned from it. So there's always self-reflection. There's always growth. And it's like therapy for me. And so for me, if I wasn't doing podcasting as a business, which I am, I think I would just do it anyways because it's so profoundly fulfilling for me. And I don't know if everyone feels that way. I think some people don't, right? Some people, it's difficult for them to podcast. They have to do a lot of preparation. And especially when it comes to the Chalene Show, I'm just sharing what I'm going through and how I can help people avoid some of the mistakes that I've made. What is involved when it comes to podcasting? My first recommendation to you would be to look into having somebody help you with this. In other words, invest in a program. Like Pat Flynn has an awesome program. I forget what it's called. Power Up Podcasting, Power Up Pod. I forget what it's called. We'll link to that in the show notes too, but that's an awesome course. I know so many people that have gone through that because he talks about what equipment to use and how many shows to record before you launch and exactly how to launch and how to do it all. So that'll save you a ton of time. That's number one. But when it comes to equipment, you don't need today, you just don't need to spend more than about $100 in terms of equipment to start your podcast. As a matter of fact, you've probably noticed quite a few episodes here on Build Your Tribe, and almost every Friday episode on the Chalene Show is just recorded from my iPhone. I don't even use a microphone. I just speak into the speaker and I record it on a voice memo, and then I upload that to Dropbox, and my podcast editor takes it, adds my music, and uploads it. There's no microphone. Half the time I record them in my car. So it doesn't require a studio. It doesn't require a special mic or a boom or a mixer, any of those things. I will say that getting started podcasting today is easier than ever. So if you're watching YouTube videos, make sure that you're watching videos that show you how to get started for under $200, because you don't need a studio. You don't need any special sound equipment. You don't need an external mixer. You literally need about a $50 to $100 mic. Probably even a $50 mic is fine, and just plug it into a USB port and go. I have never had a negative review because of the sound quality of a show, and I've recorded many shows using $50 mics. I think today, unless it's someone who's like an audio junkie, people care more about the content and connection. They want to feel like it's real, it's authentic, and that there's a connection and that you're delivering value. I assume that because you are listening to a Quick Tip Tuesday, that you're kind of like me. I can't stand listening to podcast shows where the title is something I want to learn, but then I got to wade through about an hour and a half of two hosts like laughing about inside jokes and telling side stories. I'm like, get to the point. I'm busy. So, you know, it really depends on what it is you want to do. If there's more than one person on the show, it does help if you each have a mic. And if you're going to be interviewing guests, it does really help if they have an external mic, because it's like $50, right? So we'll often buy a microphone if someone is a guest that we want to have on the show. Maybe they're not someone who's regularly on podcasts, so they don't have a microphone. So we'll just order one on Amazon, have it shipped to their house. And a $50 microphone makes a huge difference versus someone just recording from the microphone built into their laptop. It sounds like they're far away in a big empty room. So if you can, when you're interviewing guests, double check, make sure they have an external mic. I think that does matter. I don't know about you, but I've been really frustrated when I've listened to great interviewees and the person who they're interviewing, their audio, it just sounds so bad. It's like almost hard to pay attention. How often should you release an episode? Well, the more often you release, the higher you will rank. So you will notice that podcasters who release, you know, a daily show, they're going to rank higher than someone who releases every other week. And you just have to figure out, does that matter to you? Is that of importance? It is really, really hard to rank today as a podcaster. It used to be much easier. I mean, I was always in the top 10 for the health category and oftentimes in the top 100 overall for the Chalene Show. Today, it's, you know, a random episode will end up in the top 100, but it's pretty random. Because there's so many great podcasts out there, like everybody and their brother has a podcast. It's a kind of a cool thing to do because You're almost documenting your thoughts and where you are in your business journey. That can be valuable to other people and it can be valuable to you. So the answer to should you podcast or not is up to you. I've changed my position. I used to say, no one should be podcasting unless they have all of these different ducks in a row. And today, I do continue to say that it is important that you do the right things in the right order. If podcasting is going to take up a couple of hours of your week, and you don't yet even have the foundation of your business in place, you don't know your niche, you haven't figured out what it is you're going to offer, your website still needs to be updated, and you haven't grown your email list, it's probably not the thing you should be focusing on. But if you're doing it just for pure joy and you're not going to spend too much time on it, go for it. It is really incredibly rewarding. I know Brock loves it. I love it. And I love it almost as much as I love Instagram, which, by the way, I wanted to mention to you, Brock and I are going to be doing a free bootcamp. We do this probably twice a year. The last time we did one was all about growing your Instagram. And this time, based on your feedback, we understood from a lot of people, you want to know how to grow your Instagram, but you also really are like, what's the point of growing it if I don't understand how to monetize it? So we're going to really spend 3 days of this bootcamp focused on teaching you how to sell on stories, on Instagram, reels, etc. We're going to share with you our very own templates. The template that I have used to sell over, are you ready for this? This isn't a brag. This is like just so you understand. And not a dollar of this has gone to anything related to fitness or fitness products. I've sold over $4 million of just business programs using Instagram stories and no advertising. Now, yes, we have sold plenty using advertising as well, but just organically over $4 million in sales. And I do so without being salesy. I don't think you should sell. I think you should explain. And I show you, I'm going to share with you in this bootcamp, the template that I follow. And it's very specific so that people don't feel like they're being sold to. They feel like you're explaining things to them and it's very interactive. Anyways, that bootcamp starts on October 12th. It's free. All you have to do is go to growyourgram.com. Did you know that while you're listening to a podcast, you can go to your Safari or Google or whatever, you can open up your internet browser and the show will keep playing? Yeah, so go ahead and check that out. Do it right now while you're still listening. Open up your browser, type in growyourgram.com, just throw your email address in there and boom, you'll be all set and ready for the bootcamp. Okay, this is going to be really interesting to you to see it. So I've just told you how to register for the bootcamp. But if you want to see how I automate responses on my Instagram so that I don't personally have to live in my Instagram, I'm going to show you the ManyChat feature. Brock has talked about it in a couple of past episodes, and it's free. I mean, the base level's free anyways. But you can check out how it works because this is a really cool system that we've used to get people registered for the bootcamp. So just go to Instagram and then I am at Shalene Johnson and then send me a DM and just use hashtag bootcamp. Don't forget the hashtag. Hashtag bootcamp and you will see the ManyChat communication back and forth between the two of us in real time. And again, you're going to know that it's a bot, but it's so freaking cool. Like this is, I can't even tell you what this is doing for our business right now. Even if you're someone who doesn't have a big following, it's just so cool to set up this ManyChat feature like where you could greet new people who follow you. You can, rather than just saying like, hi, thanks for following me, you can say like, hey, you know, notice you followed me. Are you interested in this, this, or this? Or tell me a little bit about yourself. Like you can literally make it super interactive. But anyways, when you send me a DM, hashtag bootcamp, you will see the ManyChat in live and in action. You'll see it in real time. And that will also get you registered for the bootcamp. All right. That's it for this Quick Tip Tuesday, because it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We are done.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate. But you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.